Om Shanti. 3rd December 2019. Tuesday. The essence from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, your records of songs are like a life-giving herb, Sanjeevani Booty. By playing these songs, all your feelings of wilting, feeling low, will be removed. So essence, sweet children, your records of songs are like a life-giving herb. By playing these songs, all your feeling of wilting will be removed. Feeling low, feeling depressed, feeling disheartened, feeling down, mood off, whatever you call it. Music, songs, records, Baba says, these are the Sanjeevani Booty, life-giving herbs. So what are the benefits of listening to songs or music? Stay in remembrance and connected. Okay. Helps to change the mood. Then, Baba says this is Sanjeevani Booty. This is the life-giving herb, the nourishing herb. Just as in Ramayana, it is shown that Hanuman brings that life-giving herb, and the Lakshmana, who is unconscious, comes back to consciousness. So this is the life-giving herb, music. Music is the food of love. Love. There are at least 10, you can say scientific, benefits of listening to music. The first is music increases happiness. When you listen to music, when you listen to songs, what happens? Your happiness increases. They say that even if you listen to 15 minutes of any music, classical music, soothing music, very soulful music, your dopamine level in the brain will increase. So dopamine increases the level of happiness. So, in the hectic schedule, we should have certain time allocated to this work of listening to good song, listening to music, listening to the music of the nature, listening to the natural music of birds, the chirping of birds, the sound of waterfall, the sound of rain, everything which is in the nature. So, it will increase the level of happiness. That's why those people who are very close to nature, they suffer less from depression. Those who are far away from the nature, they are often depressed. Suffering from insomnia and so many other maladies. This house, they stay in the house, go to the office, go to market, go to shops and come back. That's it. That's the life. They have hardly seen sun rising and sun setting. So spend some time in the company of nature. See how the sun rises, how the sun sets. See the clouds, see the trees, see the whistling of the birds, the chirping of the birds. All the things which are in the nature. So music increases happiness. That's a very important thing. Those who are far away from music, songs, they are really away from life. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, music decreases stress and overall health. Music decreases stress, tension, worries, anxieties, fear. All these things decrease. Stress is somewhat linked to 60% or even more to illness. So many problems, so many illnesses are psychosomatic. And somewhere stress is related. Also, this music increases your immune system. Those who regularly listen to music, they counteract less diseases. So, immune power, resistance power, disease resistance power automatically increases by listening to music. And this boosted immunity helps one, keeps one immune from so many diseases. So second is, it decreases stress and it increases immunity power. The third thing is, music improves sleep. 30% of the Americans or more, they suffer from insomnia. They don't get sleep at night. They have to take sleeping pills, and even after taking pills, they don't fall off to sleep so easily. So music is something that improves sleep. There is a lot of studies. One study had shown that listening to 1 hour music before sleeping induces good sleep. But that should be a classical good music. Beethoven, Lori, lullaby. Why the system of lullaby everywhere in the world? The mother sings lullaby to a baby who is in the cradle, and the baby falls off to sleep. Or even children for that matter, not just baby. So music improves quality of sleep. So one should listen to some soothing, some calming, some soulful, some stirring, some beautiful, some melodious music just before to sleep. Some music of Baba's love, some song of Baba's love, some song that would make you very peaceful, very calm, very quiet. So music definitely improves sleep. Probably it is directly influencing some hormones in the body. Then fourth thing, music reduces depression. Music reduces depression. Feeling low, feeling sad, melancholy, not interested in doing anything, absolutely unenthusiastic, listless. And sometimes there is no reason for being depressed, and yet person is depressed. In such cases, definitely music will improve the mood. They say that about 350 million people around the world, they suffer from depression. 350 million. That is 3.5 crores. People in the world, they suffer from depression. So music is something like that will improve their mood. Positive mood. Positive psychology. So, and if you take the world statistics, about 90% of the world suffers from insomnia. 90%, very great figure. So whether it is sleep, it will increase the quality of sleep, it will increase the mood, music. But as I said, that should be very soothing music, very soothing record. So you should have, Baba says, you should have a lot of records, music with you. In one of the Murlis, while talking with double foreigners, Baba had said, if you feel depressed, then go to bathroom and sing. Have you seen that video? There's a small clip which had become viral in between. So in that video, Baba is talking with double foreigners, and one of the double foreigners got up and said, Baba, I feel depressed, even though you are there. So Baba said, okay, if you feel depressed, go in the bathroom and start dancing there and singing. So the fourth thing that happens because of music is, music decreases depression. Then the next is, music helps you to eat less. Eat less. You know, one of the diseases in the world is obesity. Eating more, overeating. So, when you eat, when you listen to some smooth, soft, lightning music, it helps you happy. In happiness, one eats less. One is not voracious. One is not glutton. This gluttony, too much eating, eating like a glutton, is a disease in itself. Person loves to overeat and then suffers. So music is something that helps you curb this habit, less eating. Next is, music elevates your mood while driving. They say one of the things which is happening in the world is road rage. What is road rage? Fighting with the fellow traveler. That vehicle has overtook me, let me overtake that vehicle and overtake and then fight. Road rage, fighting on the road. So it keeps the mood calm. So it positively improves the mood while driving. And less road rage and safer behavior. Otherwise, if you see those truck drivers and many other, they are so aggressive, reckless driving. So music helps to reduce the road rage. Then music strengthens learning and memory. Learning is enhanced by music, learning and memory. Lot of children who have the habit of listening to different songs and music, they are very sharp. So students should develop a liking for music. So music, memory and learning, these both improve. And it has been shown that the performance increases. A study was done on musicians and non-musicians and their learning capacities. So it has seen that musicians learn very fast. Non-musicians, they take time to learn, whether it is new language, new skill, new activity, new habit or anything. So music helps to increases learning. Then music increases verbal intelligence. What is verbal intelligence? Communication. Children, the study was done on 4 children between 4 and 6 years of age. They were given 1 month lesson of music, where they were taught about music, rhythm, pitch, melody, voice. And that shows that increase their capacity to comprehend words. Their verbal communication, their language skills increased very fast. Because, for example, why there is a system of telling them those nursery rhymes? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. So they know the rattle off, they know it by heart. And because of knowing some poems, some rhymes by heart, their communication skill increase, their fluency of language increase. Otherwise, if you see students, for example, very young children, they are poor in language. Probably they might know history well, but language, they are often poor. English, Hindi, or their local language, they are quite poor. They are horrible in grammar. They don't love to learn grammar. But music helps one the verbal intelligence. So this study which was done showed that 90% of the children between the age of 4 and 6 years had significantly increased verbal intelligence just after taking 1 month music classes. So all children should be sent to the music classes right from the childhood. So that let them learn guitar, let them learn some piano, let them learn some violin, let them learn some how to sing. If they have an aptitude for singing, they can go for singing also, or just learning music, or if just listening to music. So that helps in verbal intelligence. Next, music raises IQ and academic performance. Now this is a survey which was done on 6-year-olds who took keyboard or vocal lessons in group, and that was for 36 weeks. And the study showed that they significantly had higher increases in IQ and standardized educational test result over time. So, this is also one of the benefits. Now coming to the medical sciences. Patients, after surgery, they have a lot of post-op pains. So those patients who listen to music a lot after surgery, any surgery, they will have reduced pain. That also one study says. Even before and after. Then some patients with Alzheimer's, they have memory loss. So memory will increase with music. Then old patients, old persons, they will have their memory intact. Memory loss will not be very fast. So these are all the benefits of listening to songs, listening to music, listening to records. And that's why Baba says these records are Sanjeevani Bhuti, life-giving herb. So you should... Oh, even milk will give more milk. Oh, the cows will give more milk. So music is such a soothing thing. Music is a melody. So these are all the about 10 benefits of listening to music according to science. First, as I said, happiness. Your happiness will increase. Dopamine level in the brain will go up. So you will feel happy, very good mood all the time. Second, performance. Yeah, one more. Performance in running. This is one more. Running. If you are a runner, you should have your earphones in. And then run. Then see how you run. Very fast. There is one person who is running without any music. There is another one who is running with a very jash, very strong music or very inspiring song. So running performance will increase because of music. There was a study which was done, and that was a study where runners were given to listen to calm music, and it was 800 meters rush, 800 meter dash means run, and it increased their performance. Then next is stress level decreases and health increases, immunity power goes up, so boosted immunity. Then it improves sleep. So listen to 1 hour music before sleep, they are saying. Before sleeping, listen to Baba's songs, good songs, but soothing songs, very smooth, very light music, so your sleep will improve. Then depression will reduce, otherwise you will always feel depressed. Oh me, why this happens to me and why that happens to me. And you will eat less. If you are suffering from obesity, listen to music, you will eat less. Then driving, it will increase road rage, fights, accidents, very smooth music. But then learning and memory, it increases learning. Then verbal intelligence in children, all children should be sent to music classes. Then academic performance and IQ. And then there is this patients, pre-op and post-op patients, Alzheimer's, old age, stroke, keeping the brain healthy. It's actually a therapy for all. So, Baba is saying, Sweet children, your records of songs are like a life-giving herb. And if you feel depressed, you should start, what? Dancing in bathroom. Go to washroom and start dancing. See that nobody sees you. But even if somebody sees, it's okay. You can say, I'm so happy. So by playing these songs, all your feelings of wilting. Wilting means feeling low, feeling depressed, feeling down, feeling melancholy, mood off. Depressed. Not feeling like to do anything. I don't want to get up early in the morning, don't want to listen to Murli, don't want to go to any class. When person is depressed, you know what happens? Two things. Either he will overeat or no eating. Either he will sleep too much or no sleep. These both are the symptoms of depression. Overeating, no eating. Oversleeping or insomnia, no sleep. Or person, if suppose somebody says, I keep on sleeping all the day, probably he is depressed. Or the person feels like to eat all the time. Every time to eat this, that. It means he is depressed. So both are the symptoms of depression. Rather, I will say, this overeating and oversleeping are more the symptoms of depression. In clinical practice, we see this more often. So, one homework. If songs are the Sanjeevani Bhuti, what are the other things which are Sanjeevani Bhuti in Gyan, in this Brahmin life, that everybody has to churn today? The list of life-giving herbs of Brahmin life. One is songs, music, but what are the others? One can churn this throughout the day. Okay? Om Shanti.